What were you doing in the Alps?
Oh, well, now, I took my grandchildren to see a character named Otzi. Otzi. It's a corpse. It's in September 1991. Two tourists, well, they were hikers up high in the Alps, 3,000 plus meters up, came upon what they thought was some object sticking out of the ice. It turned out to be a body. And they assumed it was the body of a mountaineer. There were several missing, as they always are in the Alps. But when it was dug up, it took something like 3 or 4 days to dig this thing out and transport it out and check it out. It turned out to be an ancient man, an ancient, very old man. At first, the stuff with him, his clothes and his equipment, showed he wasn't modern. It turned out, in fact, on carbon-14 analysis to be 3,350 to 3,100 BC. That's 5,350 to 5,100 years old. Now, there is no body from that time preserved as well as this. It is the only intact corpse we have from those days. This is the days of Newgrange and the Cadar fields. The first farmers in Ireland were toiling away in at that time. And now analysis of this character showed him to be very interesting indeed. And he is on display in Bolzano, in a museum in Bolzano, beautifully displayed. So I took most of my grandchildren, not all of them, seven of them, to see this, to further their education, shall we say.
What are we learning from it?
Well, now, this is the oldest murder on the record. He died as a result of an arrow strike on his left shoulder. He was speared with an arrow. Now, he was not a well man, I'm afraid. He was about 45 years old, brown-haired, blood group O, rhesus positive and all that. They were able to determine all this kind of thing. And he suffered from osteoporosis. He had a bad back. But what's interesting from a wildlife point of view is the creatures that he had used for his clothing and so forth. He had an arrow sheath, which came from roe deer. He had leathers which were analysed. Some of them in UCD and Trinity were analysed, some of these. And they dated from that time. And cattle and sheep were the two sources, but also bears. He had a bearskin hat, which he wore inside out, keeping the fur in at his head. And he had shoes, which he wore inside out, strapped on with grass fibres and so on and so forth. And his prize, the cutting-edge tool of his day, was a copper axe. And it was cutting-edge, literally, because the Bronze Age lay ahead. This was the Copper Age just before the Bronze Age. So he had one of these, and he was walking across that Alpine Pass all those years ago when he got in a fight. Now, he got in a fight the day before he was killed, because he had a very deep cut in his left hand, which he sustained in that fight, and he had various other injuries. But the following day, he was killed, probably by the arrow, but he had multiple injuries, so it could be other things. But it's very interesting, very sad to see him in a way, but it's a contact. I mean, the great, you go to Newgrange and everything is wonderful, but there's no sign of anyone. There's no picture from the time. There are no words. We have no sense of the people of the time. But with this fellow, you have a sense of people from back then. It was quite something.
Richard, you're very lucky to have seen Otzi in real life. It's certainly something, a trip that I plan to make one day. I just find it absolutely fascinating. His real claim to fame, isn't it, that he's the oldest naturally preserved mummy found in Europe, which is really quite remarkable. Just think of the circumstances that must have existed, that he, and he alone, it seems, would have been preserved and carried through all these centuries. You know, we're learning so much from him, even down to the fleas and the food in his gut, that kind of thing. We could never have learned that any other way. Nobody's recording history then in that way. We don't know much otherwise about the diets of these people. To actually find him with his tools and his clothes, it's absolutely amazing.
Yes, he suffered from ulcers, probably Helicobacter pylori, the notorious bacterium that causes ulcers, was found in his gut. An extraordinary experience. I'd recommend it to anyone to go and see that.
One of the main controversies, I recall, around Ötzi was regarding his nationality, something that he would have been completely unaware of, something that wouldn't have even crossed his mind when he was just walking through the Alps. But the question was he Austrian or was he Italian?
There were no nationalities then, were there?
Absolutely, but this led to an international dispute because both...
Subsequently,
yes.
Right.
Many thousands of years after Ötzi perished, because neither of those countries existed at the time, of course. But so I understand that a lot of border surveying was done. There was disputes between these countries. It turns out he died in what is modern Italy, but only about less than 100 metres inside the border from Austria. So the Austrians were trying to claim him as their own. Quite interesting that many thousands of years after his death, his unwitting nationality was such an issue.
Well, we'll get a Getty image of him. Daniel will source one and we'll put it on the website so you can have a look at Ötzi for yourself if you're not going to be travelling in that part of the world.